Now Boarding, the official boarding area podcast, would like to welcome aboard all listeners. This nonstop service includes interviews, reviews, and insights from our talented crew of bloggers. Episode number 9 is Now Boarding.
Joining Captain Ed Pizza in the cockpit on today's episode is Carrie Anderson from Heels First Travel. Make sure those tray tables are stowed, your seats are in the upright position. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the episode.
Hey, welcome back, and thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Now Boarding Podcast. I hope if you're enjoying the podcast that you'll do me two quick favors. First off, if you'll hit the subscribe button on whatever platform you're listening, whether that's Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, or all those other great places that you can find us, that definitely helps us get seen by more folks. And also, if you could leave a review. Whether you're going to give us 3 stars or 5 stars, we just want to know what you like and what you don't like. So we read all the comments that come in. So if you want to leave us a few words about ways that we can make the podcast better, those two things help us make a better show and certainly grow the audience, which are two things that we definitely want to do. This week, I've got my friend Carrie from Heels First Travel on with us. Carrie and I have known each other for a number of years. I can't say I've seen her in a while. We were certainly hoping that we were going to record in person today, but unfortunately, our travel schedules just didn't mesh up. So we'll hope to get together soon for a personal segment of, say, Miles to Go, where we can sit down in person and gab. But for today, I'd love to welcome Carrie to the broadcast. How are you doing today, Carrie?
I'm good, Ed. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm excited to do this. I think the fun thing for me as we've gotten into the Now Boarding Podcast is even though everybody who's been on as a guest so far has been a friend, I learned things along the way. So I think it's kind of cool to learn things about people you know that you just never knew. Like, for example, we had Tiffany Funk on last week from 1 Mile of Time. And, I love Tiff. And I had no idea that at 7 years old, she was a United 1K member.
Wow.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
That's awesome.
It is awesome. So anyway, not that I don't love Tiff, but today we're talking about you and about Heels First. And so, tell folks how you got started loving travel, where you got your love of travel from.
So I didn't do much traveling when I was growing up, but one of my friends in college convinced me that I wanted to do study abroad. So I had a great time, did a lot of weekend trips from England over to the continent. It gave me an appreciation for what else was out there. But at the end of that, I was kind of done with the whole hostel thing. Mm-hmm. So I graduated shortly after that, started a nonprofit. And of course, you don't have much money then. So I was doing some road trips to, get out and see the country, but wasn't doing much flying. And then that one memorable day when one of my coworkers walked around the office announcing that Alitalia had a mistake rate. $33 in business class from Toronto to Cyprus.
I remember it.
Quite possibly one of the greatest moments ever.
And, I'll interrupt for 1 second. Every time I tell that story, I can tell the folks that are going to understand this crazy travel world we live in versus the ones who aren't. The ones who don't understand the travel world say, I don't live in Toronto. Why is that of value to me?
Exactly. Oh, so yeah, I might not have been able to afford a lot of trips, but I could definitely afford, I think it was something like $280 with taxes. I could afford that on my nonprofit salary. And I just fell in love. And the friend who introduced that deal to the whole office, I think something like more than half the office went to Cyprus on vacation that year. He really helped me. He guided me through the process, helped me set up all my frequent flyer accounts, introduced me to Flyer Talk, just really helped guide me into that process of starting to find travel that I could afford and really enjoy.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. Gosh, I can remember, I probably won't get the year right, but I'm guessing 2002?
I think it was 2005.
Okay. All right. Yeah. It was after 9/11. I know it was after 9/11. I just don't remember how much after, but it's been at least a decade.
Yeah. I think it was 2005 or 2006, come to think of it.
Yeah. So how did you get started blogging?
I've always been a little bit of a lurker. Like, I have followed all the forums, but, you know, I'm an introvert. I tend to be pretty shy. I like to hear other people's experiences. I started blogging because I discovered a good friend of mine, Jean, was interested in doing more travel. So she and I started doing a bunch of weekend trips all over the country. We'd come back to work, or we'd go out after work, and we'd tell people what we've been up to, and everyone would be like, wow, I really wish I could do that. We're like, you can definitely do that. If we can do this, anybody can do this.
Oh, that's awesome. Where have you been traveling to most recently?
Nothing too exciting. Right now I'm holding down a bi-coastal relationship. So doing a lot of commuting out to the West Coast. So most of my travel has kind of been exploring the local areas. Was up at Medford just in time for all the wildfires.
Yeah, I saw that on your blog. I saw that you guys tried to go do some sightseeing and sort of got waylaid by the smoke.
And then another wine tasting trip to Sonoma just in time for the fires.
Oh, dear.
But I do have some trips over to Asia coming up, which I'm super excited about, including a trip to Vietnam. I've never been, but it is high on my list.
Yeah, I've never been either. I wouldn't necessarily say it's high on my list or low on my list. It's definitely on the list. I really should sit down and do some prioritizing. Do you normally keep a list of places you want to go, or do you normally dictate where you're going to go based on what deals are out there?
A little bit of both. So one of the things that I always encourage my friends to do, or like when I'm hanging out at happy hour, I'll ask complete strangers, is what are the top 3 or 5 places that you want to go?
Yeah.
Because I found, like, it's one thing to say you want to go to Australia, but if you really want to go to Australia, you should kind of already know what time of year you want to go. Things like that. So then when a deal comes up, you are able to take advantage of it in a hurry because you already know the time of year you want to go or how long you want to spend there. So I keep maybe like top 3, top 5 list. I also have a list of other places that interest me. So maybe I'm not going to pay full price, but if I find a good deal there, then I'll head on out. And then Sometimes you just see a good deal and you're like, huh, I never thought about going there. I guess I'm going to.
Yeah, I think most of us that are in this crazy game of miles and points have had one memorable. Yeah, sure. I never thought I'd go there, but I mean, it was cheap enough. Your Cyprus story, if you will. I think we all have one of those. Some of us have lots of them. All right. So we're going to step aside for just a quick second for a quick commercial, and we'll be back to talk a little bit more about Carrie's travel patterns, where she likes to travel, what sort of topics she can help you with. And we'll finish up with some lightning questions about some of her favorite things in travel. We'll be right back on the Now Boarding Podcast. The Now Boarding Podcast is brought to you in part by Norwegian Air. Norwegian is one of the fastest growing airlines in the world. The low-cost carrier is based in Europe and continues to connect cities that have never been connected before. Their most recent flights include nonstop service from Florida to Rome, Madrid, and Stockholm. They've also launched new service from Montreal to the Caribbean and from the Toronto area to Dublin. With a fleet of brand new 787 and 737 MAX airplanes, they're making the world affordable for thousands of travelers. Welcome back. Thanks for tuning back into the Now Boarding Podcast with Carrie from Heels First Travel. Carrie, in your current travel, I know you said you're going back and forth between the coasts, but other than that, is most of your travel for work or for pleasure?
I would say about 99% of my travel is entirely for pleasure, which is why airlines moving to revenue-based is pretty sad.
Yeah, that's a fair point. That's a fair point. Do you find yourself playing the field with airlines nowadays, or are you focusing on one carrier?
I was a devotee of American for a while, and now I'm on United, and I think next year I am probably going to start seeing if Alaska can better suit my needs.
Yeah, you know, I think they do a great job as an airline. It's a bit tough, I think, for us living in the DC area to rely on them as a primary carrier. It's doable, but you don't have a ton of flight choices.
it's true, but if I'm going to be spending most of next year sitting in economy, I'm willing, especially since I'm traveling for, you know, pleasure, I'm willing to work around with the schedule if it means that, you know, the time in the air is going to be more enjoyable.
Well, yeah, and I think if I had to guess, only because my answer is similar, that's part of why I think we were loyal to American. I was willing to deal with a bit of a more inconvenient schedule out of the DC area in exchange for the fact that I was treated pretty well by them as an airline.
Exactly.
And, you know, Alaska definitely has some benefits as a program that some of the others don't have anymore. You know, as far as the sorts of things that you consider your wheelhouse, if you will, you know, if somebody's wandering around the internet and they're trying to find their way, what sort of areas do you think that you're most likely to be able to give them some help on?
So if you're looking for technical content, that's not going to be me. My content tends to be in the narrative form. I like to share my travel tips and advice and what not to do by sharing my own experiences. But if you are looking for advice about solo travel, I still do quite a bit of solo travel, not as much internationally as I used to, but that might pick up again. Also, the art of the weekend trip. You know, so you want to go somewhere, you want to see something different. One of the things I love to do is take advantage of a good airfare sale and just head somewhere for the weekend and see as much as I can.
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. You know, people will come to me and they'll say, gosh, I don't know, you know, why did you go to, you know, fill in the blank of crazy random place for, you know, 2 or 3 days? You know, you couldn't possibly accomplish everything there was to do in that place. And I said, well, I went to Seattle and Vancouver for 3 days. And guess what I did there? I did 3 days worth of stuff in Seattle and Vancouver. And I'm super thrilled and lucky to have had those 3 days. And yeah, I'll go back.
Right.
But you can cram so much into a weekend.
You really can. And you make a good point. If you like it, you can always go back. And if, you know, you don't like it, spending more time there probably wasn't going to save it.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, there's plenty of cities I know I need to go back to because I've missed major things there, but I'm super thankful that I got to go. You know, I went to Sydney and got to do bridge climb. I didn't make it to, you know, Bondi Beach, but you know, I got to do bridge climb. It was awesome.
Yeah.
So I'm super thankful for that. And you know, from a weekend trip standpoint, I've seen plenty of the stuff that you've covered and the places you've been able to go in a weekend. And I'm certainly, you know, envious of it. I think it's great to be able to pack up and go explore someplace new for just a couple of days.
I find it invigorating. I might be tired on Sunday night, but my mind feels so alive.
Yeah, there's a refreshing element to a weekend trip. You've had your day at work, you're in the office, and then you know you go somewhere new for a couple of days. And you're right, it's a different type of tired when you get back.
Mm-hmm.
Not to put you on the spot, but what are some of your favorite weekend trips that you've taken?
Ooh, probably should be more prepared with an answer. My mind is suddenly flooding with all the different places I've been. Definitely recommend Crater Lake when there are not wildfires.
When there are not wildfires. You guys can see that on our blog. There are some pictures that are nowhere near as clear as they should be because there's, you know, smoke masks and big clouds of smoke.
It is utterly breathtaking. It's wonderful view, Medford, if you're into wine, if you're into beer, Medford, which is the closest airport. They have really great wineries. They've got some up-and-coming breweries. They actually have a decent farm-to-table food scene. So you can spend a day up at the lake taking in the natural beauty and then spend a day hitting the wineries or checking out the Shakespeare Festival.
I have not been, but it's on my list. And I want to try and schedule some time to do a podcast segment with you on that trip, minus the forest fires.
And this tip is probably going to catch everyone's surprise, is Boise, Idaho. You can do a lot there in just a weekend. And I was shocked at how much I loved Idaho. You know, an hour west out of Boise, you're in agricultural desert, fantastic wine country. You go an hour east and you're already into the foothills of like some gorgeous pine mountains.
Yeah, I haven't spent much time at all in Boise. I have spent time in Idaho and some of the great areas outside Idaho Falls and Sun Valley and places like that. But I haven't been to Boise proper, but like lots of other places, it's on the list. All right. Well, I can't decide, you know, from a high level standpoint, I can't decide whether I'd be more likely to want to go explore the countryside in Idaho or want to spend time at Crater Lake. I think those are both awesome options. We're going to step aside one more time and then come back and grill Carrie on some of her favorite things and see if we can put her on the spot to give us a couple of travel tips before we run away. We'll be right back on the Now Boarding Podcast. The Now Boarding Podcast is brought to you in part by No Jet Lag. Don't let jet lag get you down. There are flight crews, sports teams, and business executives all around the world that sing the praises of No Jet Lag. No Jet Lag is the leader in jet lag management for the last 25 years. Don't let jet lag spoil your next trip. Visit nojetlag.com to get yours today. Okay, we're back to wrap up this week's episode of the Now Boarding Podcast with Carrie from Heels First Travel. Carrie, a few lightning questions for folks. First off, what's one of the coolest destinations you've ever visited?
That's easy. Easter Island.
Oh, I'm so jealous. So jealous. How long ago did you go to Easter Island?
A couple years back, there was something like a $1,000 business class fare out of New York all the way to Easter Island. That was a no-brainer.
That was on American, if I remember correctly, or some combination of American and back then it probably would have been LAN.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know why I didn't take part in that. I know these are supposed to be lightning questions, but I'm still insanely jealous of that trip. How did you like it? Was it awesome?
I loved it. I mean, you really only need like a day and a half there. I think I was there like, you know, two nights, you know, 2 days. Mm. It was entirely surreal. I mean, one of the coolest things was as you're flying there and you're looking at the map, right, that the airlines have on the seat back, mm-hmm. you're just flying over ocean. For hours, there's no land in sight on the little map, and it was amazing.
Oh, that's awesome! All right, well, that'll probably be the thing I'm jealous about when we're done recording. That's definitely on my bucket list. Follow up question there, though: having been and having experienced it, would you go back? Personally?
Yes.
Cool. I would. Okay, so definitely the sort of place you'd visit more than once.
I don't know if most people would want to, but. I just loved the people and I loved the serenity, so I would go back in a heartbeat.
Awesome. Okay. Favorite credit card?
Chase Sapphire Reserve.
Chase Sapphire Reserve. And I don't have one yet. I probably will apply for one. But what is it that you love about the Reserve? What are the benefits that you're using most?
I love being able to earn triple points on the things I spend most money on, which is food and travel. Mm-hmm. I like the many multiple reduction options that you have. It just kind of simplifies things. The SPG Amex used to be my favorite card, but I'm not quite sure about this Marriott merger. So I'm not sure if I'm still going to get the same redemption value that I used to. So that pushed the Chase Sapphire Reserve into the top slot.
That has been a familiar refrain, and the SPG Amex has had a seminal spot in my wallet for well over a decade, and I fear it may be headed for the sock drawer soon.
Yeah.
What's your favorite airline?
I fell in love with EVA Airlines last fall.
Really?
I did. Their business class product is better than a lot of the international first class products I've experienced.
Uh-huh.
I just loved everything about it. I had good experience with staff on the ground. They've got a great hard product. The food and the service was amazing. I've been driving my friends nuts because we're planning an upcoming trip and I'm trying to plan it all around on which routes and dates have availability on that airline.
You know, we're about 10 episodes in now on the Now Boarding Podcast, and I think you're the first one to have EVA as your favorite airline. And I think that's what I've loved about doing this is hearing some of the different answers from folks. They're on my bucket list for a different reason, and that's because my daughter is a huge Hello Kitty fan, and I really want to take her on that plane and give her that experience. Favorite hotel chain?
I really like Hyatt. But they don't have a big footprint. You know, interestingly enough, it's looking like I might have to start liking Best Westerns because I love to wine taste in kind of underdiscovered regions. And Best Western is the only chain that consistently shows up in most of them.
Oh, that's interesting. I never thought about that. There's an old picture rolling around somewhere that I've used on my blog a couple of times, but small trivia point, the very first loyalty program I ever signed up for in the travel world was the Best Western program about 26 or 27 years ago.
Wow.
All right. Well, let's wrap it up with one more. What's one place that's still on your bucket list to travel to that you haven't been to?
I have to laugh when I say this, but Greece. I mean, ever since I've been little, I've wanted to go there and see the ruins. And so far, I haven't made it. I've found better deals or found better point redemption options to other destinations. So hopefully I'll hit that in the next couple of years.
Yeah, it's a great place to visit. We've been, certainly plenty of places that I haven't been to on my bucket list that you have. But I think you'll enjoy it when you go. And I certainly, not that I need to encourage you to go far afield, but I certainly would encourage you to hit those islands, Santorini, Mykonos, those places. It's just such a special country, such a special area of the world.
That's going to be amazing.
Yes, it will. You'll have to come on for a Miles to Go segment when you get back from that trip. But for now, before we run away, tell folks where they can find you when you're not in the podcast with me.
You can find me on my website, heelsfirsttravel.com, Facebook and Instagram, and Twitter at heelsfirst.
Awesome. Hey, Carrie, thanks a ton for being on the podcast with me today.
Thanks, Seth.
You guys, thanks again for tuning in. We'll see you next week. Until then, if you have a moment, like I said, I hope you'll rate the podcast and subscribe. That way we can make sure we send you every episode when it comes out on a weekly basis. Thanks again for tuning in. We'll see you next week on the Now Boarding Podcast.